Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to digital minimalism. Ever feel like your phone is running your life, dictating your emotions before you even know what's happening? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into a topic that's super relevant in today's hyper-connected world. Navigating emotions and technology. Now, before you click off thinking, another lecture about screen time, hear me out. This isn't about demonizing technology. It's about understanding the powerful dance between our emotions and the digital world, so we can take control instead of feeling controlled. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel a pang of jealousy or inadequacy? Or maybe you get caught in a heated online debate and your blood starts to boil? These are real experiences, folks, and understanding them is key to living a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, here are 5 powerful takeaways to help you navigate this emotional rollercoaster. First up, awareness is everything. Think of your phone like a mirror reflecting your emotions, sometimes magnifying them for better or worse. You wouldn't stare into a mirror all day and judge yourself harshly, right? Same goes for scrolling endlessly through social media feeds filled with curated highlights. Be mindful of how these platforms make you feel. Notice those spikes in anxiety, envy, or even boredom. Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards breaking free from their influence. Second, emotional regulation isn't just about managing anger, it's about managing all your emotions. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed by stress. Did you reach for your phone to scroll through mindless content? Or maybe you reached out to a friend for real support? This is where intentional tech use comes in. Instead of letting technology dictate your emotional response, choose activities that bring you genuine joy and peace. Go for a walk, listen to music, meditate, or connect with loved ones face to face. Third, comparison is the thief of joy. Remember that old saying? It's more relevant than ever in our digital age. We're constantly bombarded with perfectly curated images and stories on social media, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and envy. Challenge yourself to unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions and focus on content that inspires you, motivates you, or simply makes you smile. Fourth, disconnect to reconnect. Think about the last time you truly felt present and engaged in a conversation without constantly checking your phone. That's the magic of disconnection. Make it a practice to schedule regular tech breaks throughout your day. Put your phone on, do not disturb, mode during meals, conversations, or simply when you need some quiet time. And finally, remember that you have the power to choose. You're not a slave to your devices. Technology can be a powerful tool for connection, learning, and creativity, but it's up to you to use it consciously and intentionally. Speaking of intentional use, let me share a quick story with you. A friend of mine was struggling with anxiety and felt constantly overwhelmed by the news cycle. She decided to take a break from social media and limit her news consumption for a month. The result? She felt calmer, more focused, and surprisingly happier. She realized that she had been letting technology dictate her emotional state without even realizing it. It's a powerful reminder that we have the power to choose how we engage with technology and reclaim control over our emotions. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the complex world of emotions and technology. Remember, awareness is your superpower, emotional regulation is your shield, comparison is the thief of joy, disconnect to reconnect, and most importantly, remember that you always have the power to choose. Ready to take charge? Start by identifying one area where technology might be negatively impacting your emotions. Could it be social media? The news cycle? Constant notifications? Once you've identified the culprit, brainstorm a few strategies to minimize its influence. Maybe it's setting daily limits on screen time, unfollowing triggering accounts, or simply taking more mindful breaks throughout the day. Remember, this isn't about eliminating technology altogether, but about using it consciously and intentionally to create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Share your thoughts with me. What are some ways you've learned to manage your emotions in relation to technology? Let's keep this conversation going on social media. Just remember to use those platforms mindfully. Until next time, stay connected, but don't let technology connect you from yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.